Yo.
Hold on just a second.
Hey, man, nice sneakers.
Nice kicks, man. Yeah, my best friend got them from.
You know, man, you must have a... He all right. He probably all right as a friend, but nice sneakers, though.
No, he's a good friend, yeah. Just get wanted to, you know, go ahead and put those up there.
Look good, though.
Add a little depth to the background there.
You know
what
I'm
saying? How you doing, bro?
Tired, bro, I'm gonna be honest. A little tired.
Tired from working traveling out. And working out?
Yeah, bro, I've been really consistent in the gym. So, yeah, bro, I'm, like, sore.
Yeah.
It's that time.
Need that Theragun.
I know, man. I started to buy one, man, but... Yeah, I just didn't go buy Best Buy.
Yeah, I mean, you can use that one if you need to.
Nah, bro, that's yours, bro. That's yours, bro. I'm going to give me one. We're gonna set it up. We're going to be over here together just like, just like what you got, what not yours on. Yeah, like, yeah, I'm going to get one. I promise.
No, they're awesome. For those of you that don't know, first of all, we hope you had a very Merry Christmas.
For sure.
And
for sure.
By the time you see this, a Happy New Year as well. One of my Christmas gifts from Lainey was a Theragun. So,
great gift.
It is. Really great good gift. Really good gift. We definitely didn't realize how, like, knotted up we, like, our bodies are.
Yeah.
Dude, it's insane.
Yeah. You feel like it's been helping?
Yeah. It, like, not necessarily from overall, like, it takes time to, like, get the tension out.
Yeah.
But imagine just getting a massage, like, every day.
That's what's up.
And you just kind of wilt into the couch after the fact.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's awesome.
Damn. I'm going tomorrow. That did it. Hey, Theragun, reach out to Clay because he just sold the shit out of that.
No, it's been good. No, hey, you're fine. Lots happened in the basketball world. Recording today, the Hogs lost.
Mm-hmm.
Sad.
We didn't have
JD.
Right.
Although, I mean,
who else were we missing, though? I feel like we're missing.
We were missing JD and then Chance.
Yeah.
He wasn't going to be a factor anyway.
Yeah.
The ball moved a lot better, though.
Really?
Yeah, it moved.
I'm going to be real. I watched the game, but I turned it on a little later than I don't. For some reason, I thought they played later.
They did. They moved it. It was supposed to be an 8 game. They moved it to 4, and they announced that late.
Yeah, because I was like, what? Razorbacks playing? I just happened to look, and I was like, dang, we losing. So I didn't really watch too much, but you said we moved the ball better?
We moved the ball really well in the first half from what I saw. It really didn't even stick a lot in the second half. Just offensive and defensive rebounding is a major issue for us.
Mm-hmm.
And then, you know, turnovers. And bad shot selection.
Yep.
But the ball did move. I mean, like, yeah, we lost, and we lost pretty handily, and it was pretty evident, like, who the better team was that night. But there's things to take away, and the one thing to take away is we moved the ball really well, something we didn't do at the very early beginning of the year.
Yeah.
Just got to clean up the turnovers. Got to rebound better. Jay Will needs some help down low.
Yeah.
He's playing a lot of minutes, and we're rotating a lot of our guards. Pretty frequently.
Yeah.
But, I mean, Mississippi State was just a better team, honestly.
So, is conference play full in effect now?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
We only have one non-conference game, and that is the Big 12 SEC Challenge, which will be against West Virginia here in Fayetteville.
So, it's about that time. They got to get with it.
Yeah.
It's time. It's time. Okay.
Yeah. The real season has started.
Yep.
So, but we're like, what, 2-7 when we, like, down in Mississippi State in Starkville? We hadn't won since we...
I saw that.
Nolan as our coach. So it's not like it's a new thing to lose down there. We hadn't won in a while. So.
Yeah. Dang. Yeah, I saw that. They won, like, 7 of the last 9 or something.
Yeah. It's insane. We beat them. We lost to them at their place last year. We beat them at our place last year as well. So we split the home and away.
Mm-hmm.
Although, we had a much different team last year.
Yeah.
This team... I think they're trying to figure it out.
Yep.
And it's a work in progress. I'll say that.
Yeah.
That's
fair to say.
We're making progression, though. I mean, we fixed one thing, ball movement.
Yeah.
Major, major key. Defensively, our help side defense was decent.
Yeah.
Our help side rebounding is, you know, something the we issue. Could work on.
They were getting a lot of second chance opportunities, I'm assuming.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, their offensive board. I forget how many offensive boards they had, but it was pretty insane.
Yeah.
But, yeah, y'all didn't come here for that. Well, you might have, or you may have come to troll us, but that's okay.
Because
we're Hogs through and through. Doesn't matter.
That is true. It is
but
true.
But, yeah, NBA has been pretty eventful, I think. Christmas Day. Let's talk about how our newest co-host is the GOAT, because Lainey went 5 for 5 on
gotta
Christmas
clap it
Day.
Up. Do have to clap it up for that. 5 for 5, 100%. All A's.
Yeah, we went 4 for 5. Was
four
it 80?
4 for 5. Yeah.
Yeah.
80%. That's a B.
Yeah.
3.0.
Yeah. B's get degrees just like everything else. But The one thing we missed, what did we miss?
The damn Warriors game.
Yes, we picked the Suns. The Warriors game,
yeah.
We picked the Warriors, and or we picked the Suns, I'm sorry, excuse me. And the Warriors ended up walking out of there. Steph, by the way, just hit his 3,000th three.
That's ridiculous.
That's insane.
Bro, what?
9,000 points on three balls.
Bro, 3,000 is crazy. I was talking to Art about that last night. I was like, Art, 3,000 is crazy. He was like, nah, man, he don't play no defense. Like,
so Art, what?
Art, you don't play defense. Like, what are you Art fooling? Art's my brother, so I can say that. Clay, but no.
You looked up how many career points he has. How many total career
points?
He has
19,000 career points. Really? So almost 10K points are from three.
That's 46, OD.
I calculated it out. 46% of his total points come from three.
That's tough.
Career.
That's crazy. Dang. I didn't know he was close to 20,000, though. I mean, it makes sense if he hit 3,000 threes, but that didn't even cross my mind to, like, view it that way.
Yeah.
But, yeah, that's a lot of threes, bro. 3,000 is crazy.
Especially for real. As young as he is. You know, Steph, people say he's been in the league forever, but to hit 3,000 at that age, I mean,
I'm thinking
he can still play, what, 7-8 more years at least?
I don't know if I've hit 3,000 threes in my life. Like... I'm talking practice. I'm talking pickup. I'm talking anything you can throw at me. I don't know if I have. I don't know.
3,000 is a lot.
Bro, that's a lot of threes. I know people just be saying it like, yeah, 3,000 threes. But really, no, think about that. That's three. I don't know, bro. That's different. That's really different, bro.
It is.
That's crazy.
So we shot 80%, which isn't bad. We called the Bucks game.
Yep.
Giannis was activated shortly after, or actually during our live stream, which if you did watch our live stream, thank you for coming and participating. For those of you that went back and watched it after the fact, we also thank you for watching.
For sure.
If you liked that, we're going to be doing that just a little bit more here and there. It's not going to be every show like it was a couple of months ago. Mm-hmm. But if you're enjoying this video, go ahead and like it and subscribe to our channel. That would be great. Really helps us. Comment some topics you want us to talk about. We put out a community post earlier today, and there were some interesting things. Your other team out in Chicago, people wanted to talk about them.
We can talk about it because I'm about to join.
You are?
I got to, man. PG's hurt, bro. He's gonna be out. He might not even make it. I had him projected to be an all-star this year. I don't even know if he's going to make that now just due to the injury.
Speaking of all-star, did you see what Bobby put out?
What did he put out?
He put out on Instagram, NBA fans, vote for me for an all-star. So
yeah, he started a campaign to officially be voted as an all-star finally.
Oh.
So, and he's like launching count? On his no, clothing line. He's launching like campaign t-shirts. Like he would be running for a political campaign, like actual campaign t-shirts that's to be an all-star. Smart.
Yeah.
Good that for is. Bobby.
That is smart. That is smart.
So, I mean, hey, if it works, y'all go vote for our boy Bobby. That's our guy, Hog through and through. You know him a little bit better than I do.
Just a little bit.
Yeah, but, yeah, put him in All-Star, man. Even if he's a reserve, who cares?
That would be dope.
Not a lot of people can say they were an NBA All-Star. Nah,
seriously.
Ever.
That's what I'm saying. That's a big-time accomplishment, too, that we kind of just be, like, looking over. Like, oh, yeah, he's an All-Star. Nah, bro, like, that's not easy to do. It's not easy at all, so... Yeah, man, vote. I didn't know that. I'm a vote. I'll do something. I'll check it out.
Yeah, I don't know how to do it, but he posted something about it. So
yeah.
Let's get into our community post. Anything that you had, any notes that you had coming into this
we can recap.
This show? I mean,
well, I also have something, but y'all can go with yours first and then I'll add mine.
Okay. We can recap. Let's see here. I hadn't really watched a lot of college, but a lot of college games have been getting canceled, dude.
Yeah, I know.
And postponed. It's unreal.
That. Yeah.
The NBA is doing a little bit better job with you know, handling that situation. But so recapping based on LeBron, they finally got a dub the other night.
Who they beat? Rockets. That's who
yes,
they beat.
The Rockets. And it looked like it took everything for Bron to... I mean, he had, what, 30-something again?
Man, he's been having 30, like, consistently. I don't understand either, though. Like, it's like a real light 30.
Really?
It's been real light, bro.
I did see a courtside video on TikTok of him, and it looked like when we play pickup.
Yeah.
It's just like he catch, shoot, open three. He'd give a little celebration.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
He'd a little push cross, go lay it up, and one.
Yep, yeah.
Catch, mid post, open up. Okay, hand down. Man down, what did you say, mop?
Is that what yep, you yep, well, hi-yah. I'm on yep. my hi-yah right now. I'm okay. on my hi-yah, you know what I'm saying? I've been playing a lot of karate. But yeah, go. Bro, it's been looking easy for Bron. I'll just leave it there. You know what I'm saying? I feel like a lot of people kind of doubted him coming into the season. Woke him on up.
Got to now.
Man, he's hooping, bro. I'm talking like 39 and 11, 38 and 12. Like, he just average like them. He's looking wild, good, bro. I know. So, you know, no AD.
Yeah.
Of course.
Right.
No AD. Malik is back, which I believe is great for the Lakers.
Yep.
Russ is still Russ. I can see the frustration now why people are kind of really mad at him. He's being a little forceful. He's going back to that old Russ, unfortunately, for the Lakers. I don't know why. He seems a little forceful at the moment. But again, the star power, LeBron, he's back. He's arrived.
He's the king.
He's the king for sure.
So
he's the king for sure.
That is one thing we need to talk about. That was actually one question somebody brought up. Is it time for Russ? Oh, wow.
You good. That happens.
Russell Westbrook, is it time for him to be on the chopping block? Trade deadline's coming up here, you know, not immediately around the corner, but it will be here before you know it.
Yeah.
Is it time to go ahead and let Russ go and let him go ahead and get triple doubles everywhere else and continue to set that record?
Maybe. I just don't know where he would go. I feel like he would be really good for Philly, but that really would mean they have to get Ben Simmons.
What's he doing?
He chilling. Chilling. He just probably had a great Christmas. He chilling though. Like, he really chilling. Like, it's probably not. I would say he's in the gym. I don't know if he is or isn't, but he probably not in there, if I had to guess.
Yeah, no.
Probably just taking some time, bro. Probably just taking some time chilling.
Man. So you think Russ is a good fit for Philly? Why do you say that?
He's a big time pick and roll guy where he looks to score off the pick and roll. And if he does have to dish it, he's looking for somebody to kind of shoot that occasional three or have a big-time post presence. He has one of two of those with AD when AD is there. AD is shoot the three ball. He's been loving the three ball.
Yeah.
But that post presence is just not the same as it would be with Joel Embiid, who can do both.
Mm-hmm.
And I feel like he wants to kind of push off the screen, look to score if he can't dump it down.
You're right.
He was getting that with Steven Adams a lot.
Yes.
He was able to get that with Capella. Yep. Occasionally.
Yep.
You know what I'm saying? More like true bigs. With AD, it's more like pick and pop. I don't think Russ really into that. Because he trying to do the popping. You know what I mean?
Right.
So it's like they can't seem, it's just taking some time for him to mesh like appropriately.
Mm-hmm.
Getting used to each other's styles. Because right. Westbrook is a run and gun guy. You'll see him take on four people.
Mm-hmm.
But in LA is like, yeah, that may not be the best move.
Right.
Well, you go over there to Philly, you got the freedom to kind of do that, and it's not as much. It's no pressure.
Right.
It's no pressure. It's a lot of pressure that comes with playing for the Lakers.
Yeah, with Bron.
With Bron, with AD when he's healthy, with Carmelo Anthony.
Yeah, a lot of expectations.
All you got is Joel Embiid. Give him the ball, y'all hoop. We out. You know what I'm saying? Like,
just pass it to our guy Isaiah every once in a while.
That's it. You feel me? And that could work because he'll throw the ball, but nobody like needs the ball a lot like a lot of the players do for the Lakers.
Right.
So
yeah, it's almost that's my thought. Yeah, I get a visual almost of, you know, when if they set this pick and AD pops, it's almost as if Russ has to drive. He has to be a driver.
Exactly.
Because they just collapse, you know, and even then when they do collapse, he can't drive, so then he forces a shot because that's really what he's trying to get to. So that would make sense. I definitely think that type of spacing system could work in Philly. That would be a good option.
That's the only option, I think.
Or just whoever pays him the most bread. I mean, if I get it. He's at the point in his career now. It's like, okay, it's time to go get some jewelry.
Yeah.
Like, you need some hardware at this point.
I don't know who can take that contract, though.
Yeah, I don't
except know. Except the Sixers. It'll have to really be like a trade-for-trade deal. They have to take Ben Simmons. But I don't know if that helps the Lakers.
Nah.
They just like big and whack at that point. It's being at the one, I'm going to be like, Ben Simmons at the one for real? No, I'm straight, though. I'm straight.
Yeah.
So, I don't know, bro. I mean, realistically, I guess a trade would probably be the best look, especially if you're a Lakers fan. But for who, though?
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, who going to take that? Like, I don't know. So
yeah, that's probably not something that's going to happen. So doesn't really look like Russ can go anywhere. The Lakers, they got to get it together, man. Bron can't continue to go for 40 every night
and
you not win. Like,
Right.
That's so frustrating. You could just see it on his face a couple nights ago. Somebody posted on TikTok, like, that's the everybody getting traded after this game walk.
Oh, yeah. Because
like, it's like, I've literally done everything I can do.
Nah, for
and
real.
We still aren't winning. Especially with a guy like LeBron, where expectations are so high from the outside, you know, the fans. Like,
yep.
He's LeBron James, and even though he is 37, 38, however old he is, we still, like, we know what second time around Cleveland Bron looked like. We know what mm-hmm. Miami Heat Bron looked like. And even Lakers Bron, you know, they won the championship in the bubble, which that is one thing we can talk about. Every team LeBron's been with, he's won a ring.
That is true.
Like he
that is true.
He didn't win it in Cleveland his first time, but he got to the finals.
Yep. Yeah.
And he goes to Miami, wins two out of four.
Yep.
Then he goes back to Cleveland. Was he win?
One, I think.
One? I think he won one.
Yeah.
Then he goes to L.A. and wins one in his, what, his second, third year?
Yeah.
In the bubble? Whatever that was. That's not something, I mean, put that in the GOAT conversation.
That's what I mean, though. Yeah. And they brought up a statistic. I think I saw it yesterday, where if he averages like 20 points the rest of the season, he should pass Karl Malone this season.
Wow.
So, come on, bro. That's crazy company, bro. It's like Kareem, LeBron. Like, that's that's crazy. Like, watching him now?
Yeah.
Bro, come on, bro.
Especially at his age. He's like 90 in basketball years.
You know what I mean? So, it's like, damn, to still be going for 39 and 12?
Yeah.
OD that, to me.
That's wild. So, LeBron, so the Lakers need to figure it out, which you said at this point it's not time to hit the panic button. We're still kind of out in that.
They got a couple
of weeks.
Yeah. I was going to say about 3 weeks.
Which is All-Star Weekend's what, 5 or 6 weeks? February?
Yeah, maybe five.
So, yeah.
They got about three. They got about
three. Turn it around. Yep. Right the ship.
No AD is going to be tough, though. I know a lot of people kind of like not big on AD right now. I put up a poll where I was curious to see, like, how people hate it or how much people really hated AD. People hate AD right now.
Yeah.
I put up, like, what did I say? AD versus Jokic. Man, Jokic blew AD after. I did not expect that. It was like, bro, no BS. It was like 92 to like 8%.
Wow. What?
Bro, yes.
That is a landslide.
Blew him out. Pause. That's crazy. But like, I wasn't expecting it to be like that. I was like, all right, 60-40.
Like yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, all right, y'all mad at AD. He has a lot of cool gear. He's not hooping. I get it.
Right.
But no, people really like, no, Jokic, this is a stupid question. Like, they was DMing me. I'm like, AD that bad?
Well, they said in our chat.
Yeah, I was like, going to say in our live show the other day, people were mad telling y'all were sleeping on Nikola.
I guess so. I guess so. People been like.
They've been saying he's been doing all the, he's been averaging all these numbers with no help. I get it.
Yeah. Like,
are they winning? That's the only thing. And I will say, if they're winning, then yeah, he deserves to be in the conversation. Winning heals all wounds. I've been with the Razorbacks and we lost five straight. Everybody hated everybody. It didn't matter if Christmas was yesterday. I mean, mm-hmm. everybody's getting cussed out.
Yep.
But you win three in a row. Oh man, you can do no wrong, right?
Yep. Yeah.
So
yeah.
winning, you know, heals everything, and that's something we saw last year with what we felt like was a robbery of Steph Curry.
Yeah.
Because they were in the play-in and could potentially have been the eighth seed.
That's a good point.
They didn't win, so he didn't get MVP.
Yep.
You know,
and we need that same love now.
Yeah. I mean, Lainey, can you look up and see what
Nuggets
record is? Jeez.
All-Star Weekend, by the way, is a day after a really good day in February.
After your birthday, February 20th.
It's on the 20th, so just nice. FYI.
Okay.
What am I looking up, by the way?
The Nuggets record.
Yeah, give me a sec.
And see what's going on there. And also what Jokic is averaging. They posted the stats in our chat, but we'll go back and post that in the post edit. But yeah, so man. Yeah. I didn't realize that people hated AD that.
People hate AD.
I can see why though, because
the Nuggets are 17-16.
Yeah. They're a little above 500.
And barely above 500. They're fifth in the West right now,
which is crazy to think about.
It is.
But give me a second to look up what he's averaging.
Yeah, so I mean, think about that too. The Warriors were whatever in the West, and yeah, Steph was the only reason they were in the play-in.
Yep.
Honestly, Wiggins should have been in the G League last year.
That's crazy,
according to me. But you know, he's turned around. But Yeah, and sure. They didn't win, so Steph didn't get it. The reason you don't hear about Nikola Jokic, they ain't winning.
That's like, facts. That is facts. Yep.
And you can't really even make an argument for Bron either. They're not winning.
Yeah.
But he's playing arguably some of his best basketball in a Lakers uniform. I mean, it's like second time. What?
Okay. He's averaging 25.8 points.
Okay.
14 rebounds.
That's tough.
7 assists.
That's tough, too.
That's good.
Yeah,
he's averaging MVP numbers. He really is. Let's talk. Yeah. I mean,
but yeah. So was Steph, though. Yeah, like, Steph was. So was Man, Steph.
I'm gonna tell you right now. I don't care what Jokic do. He ain't shooting 3,003. It's over with, bro. He ain't got 3,000 threes on his belt. I ain't trying to get too loud. Like, I get y'all, Jokic. Woo! But stay in Denver, though.
See what you did there, yo.
Yeah, man. You know what I mean. Stay in Denver, bro. Like, keep smoking the weed out there. It's free. Like, just go and just walk around and cheer Jokic on. I'm not doing it. I'm sorry. I can't do it. I can't do it. I mean, I like his game for what it is.
Yeah.
I'm not giving. He won the MVP last year.
Nope.
I'm being real. I ain't no Jokic hater, though. But it's like, man, I can't, bro. I don't know what it is. Like, I'll be trying, bro. And that slow game just don't be working for me.
I will say, though, like, I feel like they have to give Steph MVP this year. We've talked about this in the previous episodes, but I really feel like they have to give it to him this year because, one, they robbed him last year.
Yeah.
Two, he's breaking all these records and has 3,000 threes. I mean, again, like, that's wild.
3,000 is crazy.
That's wild.
3,000 is OD. I know he's MVP. And KD is playing great.
That's true, too. That's true, too.
At this point, I'm like, you just got it. Again, I'm going to ask y'all in the comments. Could y'all imagine Steph not winning after he did all of this year, like breaking the record, 3,000 threes, best record out the West, Klay Thompson comes back. Like, you see the story here? Like, that's a crazy story, bro.
It's a Cinderella story, honestly.
And then you say, yeah, we gave the MVP to Jokic again. Nah, I'm done with the NBA, though.
He don't deserve back-to-back.
I can't do it.
Back-to-back is special.
I can't. My mind is not going to let me be okay with that.
Yeah. I mean, like, we watched the Suns-Warriors game, and there were several instances where we're sitting here looking at the TV, and me and Jay did this right here.
That's what I'm saying.
That's crazy.
That's crazy. We
turn around and be like, how do you guard that? Like, we sitting here just like,
and
that's wild.
That's wild, bro. That's wild. He was doing some wild stuff on Christmas. No MVP. Nah, give him the MVP, bro. But Jokic is just hooping, though. And, he's for 14 sure.
14 rebounds is insane.
That's insane. That's tough. That's really tough.
Yeah, not a lot of bigs are going to do that. And I think that's one thing why people are falling out of love with Anthony Davis is, you know, coming out of Kentucky, he was this, like, I don't really want to say force, but he had more of a dominant post presence.
Yep.
Now he's kind of like that dude at the gym that's like 6'9" and never wants to post up. He only wants to shoot threes.
Yep.
And it's like, bro, you're tall. You're more skilled. Your footwork is amazing. Like you got a little touch with your float games and stuff like that. Get back to what made you your money.
For sure. And when he rolls hard, bro, like, he'll get that oop. He gets that occasional oop from Russ, like we talked about earlier, or from Rondo, or you know what I mean? He don't be rolling. He be popping, though. Man, be popping. But, you know, hopefully, you know, he comes back and he sees that and he's like, let me go ahead and get to it, get these easy buckets down low. And he's a great free throw shooter. So if you foul him, easy money at the line. You know what I mean? So
he might be scared to hit the floor. They be fouling the hell out of him.
They do. They do. He was probably trying to avoid the injury, honestly.
Yeah.
And, you know, sometimes when you're trying to avoid an injury, that's the easiest way to get injured.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you play know what passive. I mean?
Very true.
Yep. So I feel like that's kind of – I feel like it's more mental with him than we see.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know. But I don't, like you said, I wouldn't hit the panic button just yet. Got about 3 weeks. 3 weeks, I'm going to have a different conversation. I'm gonna be like, ship them all. So if they don't get it right. But right now, nah. Still too early.
Clock's ticking, though.
It is. They're probably, like, what, eighth in the West? Seventh?
They're – not very high.
And I plan, can look. Give me a
they
second.
Gonna, they, but when it's all said and done, if they do within the next 3 weeks, they'll finish top five.
If they figure it out.
Promise. Yeah. Easily.
They got to really turn it around. And that's the main concern, honestly.
Because the Nuggets are sixth, and they're 17. And
16.
Nuggets are fifth.
Fifth. That's wild.
And Lakers are seventh.
That's easy.
Also, they're losing to the Grizzlies right now.
The Lakers are?
Yeah. Wow. Also, the Lakers are 17 and 18.
You feel me? With Bron missing, what, 7 games? 5 games at least?
Yeah.
So just keep doing what you're doing, but like turn it up a little bit. Like let's really try to increase the effort.
Crack the code. The formula's not broken.
It's not.
Don't try to fix anything. Make Russ more of a facilitator. You know, I understand you want to get a lot of triple doubles because triple doubles were unheard of until you did it like back to back seasons. So
that's the pressure though. I think that's what it is.
That's a very good point.
But see, let me ask you this. What happens if you take him off the ball?
Russ?
Yeah.
Make him a slasher. I think he's extremely lethal.
I do too. Why not put Rondo at the one?
I like it. The only problem is you gotta worry about this whole, you know, pick and roll, Russ lifts and then he catches it. Now we got an ISO game.
That's true.
You gotta keep him accountable because right now, defenses know what Russ is going to do. They want him to shoot. Yeah. They're going to guard him 3 or 4 feet behind the line. Shoot that three. You're shooting like 30-whatever%. Y'all let us know in the comments. But, like, I'm living.
Yeah.
If I'm any coach coaching against the Lakers, let zero or whatever his number is now, let him shoot it. Mm-hmm. Like, he will shoot them out the game. And it's not that he's not smart enough. I think it's a little more of an ego and a pride thing.
Yeah.
Like, he's too prideful to be like, oh, they ain't going to let me shoot and me not make shots. Like,
yeah.
You don't have to prove anything to anybody. Like, get off the ball.
Yeah.
Like, that's what Bron does.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that's what he's there for. He's there to score and facilitate. You slash, get him some assists, then you take a little ball pressure off him. You give him the ball.
Yeah.
Give AD the ball.
Yeah.
Throw it to Malik. Sling it to our...
For sure, throw it to Malik.
Our guy, Austin.
That man, who...
No,
you're right.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. He's got a little brother, sorry.
Yeah.
He's the one that went for 70 against Forest City not too long ago.
With a little brother?
Yeah. Spencer?
Yeah, I didn't know
Pretty
that.
Pretty sure.
Damn.
Him and RJ battled it out. Okay. Spencer, maybe it was Austin. It may have been Austin. But regardless...
Yeah.
Somebody had 70 and RJ had like 63.
That's stupid.
In a high school game. Isn't that crazy?
That's insane.
Yeah.
That's tough.
That's a good transition point. We can get to our community post.
Hold on. I had something. I told you.
Yes.
Kyrie is back, everyone. Kyrie is back. He officially had his first practice today, and they quoted him in the press conference. Basically, they were like, how does it feel? Like, how does it feel to be back? And he was like, I feel extremely blessed. I'm really excited to be back. He said, practice went great for the first time. Anyways, that was monumental since Clay told him to go ahead and retire. A few weeks ago. So
I'm telling you one thing. Them boys probably couldn't guard him. His legs so fresh.
Man, what? They can't guard him regardless. So with fresh legs? Oh, my. He was probably going between the legs. He was on all that.
Like that Team USA clip?
Yep. He was on all that. The tricky part is finding that rhythm with him now.
Yep.
Because he gonna try to get some shots.
He's going to try
to get some shots, bro. So somebody got to take a backseat. Probably Harden. But Harden is no longer patched. I told people to get him to... No longer patched in my book. He went off of, cleared the whole LA organization out. Lakers, Clippers.
He owns California.
What? Man, who else? Anybody else out there? That man had like 30 on both of them, on both teams.
Wow.
So, I mean, just real light work too. When he want to get to it, he can get to it, man. Yeah. His footwork is impressive, bro. Like,
it is.
It's dangerous, bro. So, he's no longer patched in my book. If he's patched, patch me next, Ronnie. That's all I'm saying. So. Patch me on up, too, because that man, all net, green beans.
I haven't watched a lot of Brooklyn games.
Green beans. I'm excited to see them, though.
Yeah.
So, you know.
That'll be good. Yeah. I'm excited to see how that works. Rhythm's going to be an issue. He's going to try to get back into it. Hopefully, he can kind of get those reps in practice. You know, that's where you get your rhythm back. That's where you get your game reps. The Nets, it could be scary hours.
I know, bro.
It could really be scary hours.
Because KD got a little rest, too.
Uh-oh.
He went into that little protocol, and, you know, he's been resting. So they've been banging off Harden and Patty Mills, and both of them been going crazy.
Patty Mills is good.
Bro, he's so tough.
He's very underrated, I feel like.
What?
By far, one of the best role players I think I've seen in a while. He just does his job, doesn't complain.
Mm-mm.
He's going to get every 50-50 ball if he has to. He's going to make your free throws. He's going to make the right decision.
Yeah.
I mean, just a good guard overall. Like, seriously, mm-hmm. If you guys want to learn, you know, watch these guys that are foreign players, like watch the Euro players, watch anybody else that is not a major superstar.
Right,
because
right.
9 times out of 10,
you're not going to be KD. No. I hate to break it to you. I'll be hearing that, man. I'm something like KD.
Hey, no.
Can we talk about for a moment? I just looked up the offensive averages. KD is averaging 29.7 points per game right now.
29.7.
So Steph is the closest behind him at 27.7.
Wow. Oh, KD can score that thing.
No, he can. He's a cheat code. You can't patch that guy.
Can't patch KD. Forget about it. It's over with. There's no patching. There's no patching.
He's unpatchable.
But yeah, bro. Good point, though. I like where you were headed with that. Like, yeah, if you're out here and you're really looking to kind of advance your game, those players like Patty Mills, Brogdon, he's another really underrated, like, tough guard. Mm-hmm. Any Euro guys, like you said, they usually come in with really dangerous footwork.
Yep.
Those are guys, you know what I'm saying, you can just study. Not saying you can't study parts of, like, Kevin Durant's game, but the chances, I'm being real, the chance of you being KD is kind of crazy. Like, that's tough. That's tough.
If you are, hit us up so we can co-sign you and get paid for it.
Man, for real. I'm jumping on board for sure.
Yeah.
That's one bandwagon you won't ask to be a part of. You'll just get a part of.
Yeah,
absolutely. 100%. Yeah, he's
next. Yeah, KD too. Yeah. Sign me up. But yeah, bro. Yeah, that was a great point.
So, I mean, only a select few can ever dream to be that. You can dream, it's just not going to happen. Hate to break that bubble.
Oh, yeah. But KD's crazy.
Speaking of the bubble, I hadn't heard anything more about NBA going to a bubble system. I think they're kind of starting to figure it out, maybe, what's going on, which is that would be good. I hated the idea of the bubble, but I liked that basketball was on, like, every day.
Yeah.
That was awesome.
No, it was.
Because they were all in the same place. You didn't have to worry about anything. It was right after. I mean, it was almost like NCAA tournament.
Yep.
You know, it was awesome. So let's get into some of these questions here in our discussion board here, discussion post. We can ask the first one. Amon Rock asks, are DeMar and Zach the best duo in the league? I think so, but I'm biased.
Ooh, he must be from Chicago. I'm a little biased, too, because I'm kind of from Chicago. I don't know yet. best duo in the league. Let's think about it. Ah, playing right now, probably.
Think so?
Overall, I don't know.
Who do you think's got him?
KD and Harden?
Yeah. It's kind of where I was going.
Yeah. They ain't better than them. I'm sorry. Hey, as bad as I want them to, they're not better than them.
No.
But since they're playing right now better, I mean, you can say that. Overall, we know that's not. No. You can go Clay and Steph.
Yeah.
It's a little closer.
When they're playing, that's a little bit more of a better comparison.
It is.
Which is kind of crazy because Steph Curry and Klay Thompson are very good.
I know, bro.
Generational talent.
Yep.
But DeMar and Zach are too. I mean, you know, it's not like they were just, you know, it's not like they just sat at the bench their whole career.
Right.
They were just in horrible situations. I mean,
yeah, not too long ago, I think both of them ended the night with like 30, mm-hmm. a 30 ball each, which was tough.
That's tough to do.
Mm-hmm. So I see why he's saying that. But I guess right now, probably, just because we haven't seen a lot of KD and Harden together, really. Right. And, you know, Harden was patched for a little bit. He had the breakthrough. So, you know, he didn't get a fair shot at his true game. So, I'm not mad at that statement. I'm not mad at that.
No, I think you have a good – I think you have a legitimate chance. Now, if they beat the Nets, yeah. Yeah.
It's tough.
You definitely can take that over. I don't see that
happening.
Can they
beat the Nets in seven?
No.
Okay, cool.
I don't know. I'm saying that like the Nets play a lot of defense. I don't really think they do play a lot of defense.
Not a lot. They don't play a lot.
But if you're trying to outscore KD and James Harden, good luck.
That's tough to do.
That's not going to happen.
It's tough to do. If both of them really trying to hoop.
Yeah, and especially if they're both like really using their IQ.
Yeah.
KD hits like five in a row and Harden goes and gives him a six shot instead of taking one, being like, man, I ain't scored in five possessions.
Mm-hmm.
That's the only thing.
Yeah.
They could run into it. I don't see that happening, though. I think, like you said, Harden's a pretty good point guard.
He is, bro.
Put KD off the ball, on the ball, whatever you want to do. In the post, he's going to score. Take Kyrie, put him off the ball.
Mm-hmm.
Let him come off and operate kind of off the pick and roll where he will put everybody on skates anyway.
Yep.
He's more dangerous out there. You get him on the wing. You get him in space. You keep him, you know, ball dominant. I think you can kind of congest a little bit. You can't because he's probably going to throw it to one of those two. But
for sure.
So, anyway, on to the next question.
I might add, sorry,
Go ahead.
I'm interrupting. LeBron has 34 points right now, and there's still 3 minutes left in the fourth quarter.
That's what I'm saying, bro. He's but, the only night in and night out.
But Ja Morant has 39.
Okay, ooh, Ja.
Okay. Okay.
Anyways, it's a close game. I'm just watching it on my phone, so.
Ja makes basketball fun for me now again.
Yeah.
You know, like, Steph Curry is fun to watch, but Ja's like, you, every once in a while you get those, oh, my. Like,
yeah, because.
He almost got it.
And he always looks to make the correct play. Like, yeah, you'll see him passing. True. You'll see him make dunk. He'll dunk you if he if he can get off. Like, he's always looking to just be the best point guard.
Yep. Yeah.
That I can appreciate.
Yeah. I've always appreciated him jumping from, like, the dotted line in the paint and trying to just posterize somebody.
You know what I mean?
Being like, man, I ain't got no chance in the world, but I'm going to try it anyway.
Yep.
Getting fouled.
That's what I'm saying.
That's
then
awesome.
He'll come down, he'll split and dime you.
Yes.
It's like, you doing both of those?
Yeah.
He's supposed to only do one of those, so I knew. But, like, nah, he's always looking to make the right play.
Josh fun. He was extremely fun to watch at Murray State.
Yeah, no, I caught on a little late, not super late. But yeah, he was hooping though.
Yeah, he's made himself a lot of money. Hopefully, he can get some more players around him. Maybe make basketball in Memphis a little more fun.
Yeah.
But he is definitely one of the young up and coming guys that the NBA is going to say, okay, here's a key to the league. You know, they won't give him the keys like Bron has, but
yeah,
they'll have to split it when all these other legends retire. Let's talk about the Jazz and why Donovan Mitchell is not in the MVP talks, according to Country Kirby. I did see Dallas played a really good game on Christmas night.
Did they win?
They lost. Lainey, did you pick the Jazz?
I'm sorry?
Did you pick the Jazz?
No, I did not.
Oh, so she went 4 for 5.
No, I know I went all, I was correct, because I went back and looked.
So
I, whoever won, I picked.
You picked the Jazz?
Yeah. She would have to pick. She would have had.
Because I think I picked the Jazz. Because y'all picked the Jazz. Being completely honest with you,
did we pick the Jazz? We may have picked. Oh yeah, because
Luka.
That's right. Yeah,
Luka and no Porzingis.
Well, Porzingis played. He did.
He did play.
He did play, but okay, they still lost.
Yeah, they cleared him.
Yeah, Donovan Mitchell. He's good.
Yeah.
Is the MVP good? If Steph Curry and LeBron James and Kevin Durant weren't in the league,
that's true. That's true.
For sure.
Yeah.
I think one of the things that we see every season. All these young guys play really well, but the old guys that have won MVPs and championships are still playing well.
Mm-hmm.
So good luck.
Yeah.
It's kind of a seniority thing.
No, it is. It really is.
Especially when you have, like, faces of the league.
Yeah.
Like, if you put them on a poster, like, Steph, KD, and Bron are going to be, like, the big three, and then everybody else is going to be real small.
No, for sure. Yeah.
So, mm-hmm. I mean, y'all probably be like, oh, that's crazy. No, it's just the truth.
Yeah. I mean... Yeah, that's just what it is. And it's not to say that he won't, be an MVP someday. Just not right now.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
So, not his time.
It's just not. But he is performing well. He always performs well, though.
He hoops in the playoffs.
Yeah.
He's really fun to watch in the playoffs.
Yep.
With that, like, that offense, that system, obviously Jordan Clarkson, Conley, Ingles. Boy, got that catapult shot.
Man, that man be hooping, though.
He does. And he talks. Oh, yeah.
He be hooping, bro.
He would make me so mad in a pickup
me
game.
Me too.
I really would
make
fight
me mad. I'm not even like, I ain't out there. I'd be like,
can you not guard him?
Can't stop Ingles? Nope. Nope. I can't stop him for real. So
no.
It makes sense.
So, yeah, that's funny. Joe Ingles is unguardable.
Bro, for real.
As bad as he is. So, one question that we, or one topic we talked about, Timothy Rice just commented Cavs. Apparently, they're playing really well.
They have been.
They have been?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
What do you, I mean, do you see them as being sort of maybe a low seed, middle seed, some kind of like the...
They might sneak in there.
You think so?
Ricky Rubio just had an ACL tear.
Yeah, they announced that today.
Yep. So,
I did see that, yes.
Maybe not. Believe it or not, he was contributing a lot, bro. Like,
he's good, dude.
Nah, he still got that vision, bro. He still got that. So, with him gone now and Colin Sexton gone, I don't know.
Yeah, I'm going to have to backslide a little bit.
Yep.
They may backslide.
But they were playing really well, though. A lot of people kind of, myself included, slept on Cleveland. Like, I didn't think they were going to do anything. But then, you know what I'm saying, you keep looking, and it's like, W. Wake up the next day, W. Like, damn, they winning, though.
Yeah.
They're winning. You know what I'm saying? So, hopefully they can keep it up, but they're playing free, bro. That's the difference. No pressure. We just get out there.
Zero expectations.
You know what I'm saying? We're going to do what we do. We figure out what works for us, and we try to get the dub.
Yeah, it's that ultimate freedom, like when you graduate high school and you can play pickup and not have to fear of, yep, like, my coach is going to pull me if I shoot this 90-footer. I might as well try it.
Yeah, and then it turns out you're super cold and you like, damn, I could have been doing this.
Yeah.
That's what that is. So
that's true. That's true. Speaking of shooting 90-footers, let's get to one more question. Somebody asked it. I can give you exactly who it is. But the question was by Bobby Phobie. Sorry if I butchered that. It says, and should the Warriors have, he asked another question, but this question is, should the Warriors have two All-Stars? If so, should it be Andrew Wiggins or Draymond Green? Obviously, Steph.
Mm-hmm.
I read that at first.
We'll be opposed to all three.
You really? Three All-Stars?
Yeah, honestly. Because, I mean, who else on the West? I mean, like who? Because you think you take a big man, Draymond Green can be the big man out the West, Jokic. You want to go Rudy Gobert?
Yeah,
you all the could. Other people hurt. Kawhi's hurt. Luka hurt. PG's hurt. Might as well throw Wiggins in there. Who else? Yeah. Who else? You know what I'm saying? Who else should it be?
Yeah, I mean, you got Bron, D. Book. I don't know if Dame.
Chris Paul.
Dame potentially.
John Morant.
Yep. Nobody from OKC.
Josh Giddey. Josh Giddey had a double double the other night with no points. I would just like to say that's pretty tough to do.
No,
I'm
not
gonna say that's pretty tough to do. So
that is tough to do. But are you?
Don't be a hater, Clay. Don't be a hater.
Are you cold because you did that, or are you? Excuse my language. Are you ass because you did that?
Listen, that is impressive. But then the day after that, he went into COVID protocol. So
man, guys, that's a lot of rebounding. I'm taking a break. Nah, you got sick. I'm sick of this. Throw me in the protocol. I'm not going to keep rebounding and just passing it. No buckets. I'm done. He went in the protocol.
Did he even have a shot attempt?
I don't know.
Oh, let me look. Hold on.
I'm tired of that. Hey, I know he was fed up. Protocol. Do him in the protocol, man.
I'm out, bro.
Y'all not getting no rebounds. Y'all not passing it to me when I'm open. Send me the protocol.
Yeah, I'm out. I don't want to go to the G League. You're going to pay me, but.
Yeah. I'm just going in chill. Protocol.
Yeah. I'm going to sit 5 days.
That's funny. Wow. Boy, that's funny. I needed that. That's good.
Anyway, but so you think all three, though?
I think all three have a really good chance to make it. Just because it's the number one team.
Yep.
So, by default, like, that automatically puts you at the top.
Yep.
And if we go down the list with a lot of the top tier caliber guys already injured, it's like Andrew Wiggins might as well. I mean, he's performing really well this year.
Yep.
From the West, you can name guys, but eventually I think his name should be kind of considered, is what I'm saying.
Maybe then as a reserve, you think?
Yep. And then of course Draymond Green, because you know, he is one of the better bigs on the in the West.
Mm-hmm.
Honestly. So
yeah.
Defensively at least.
I mean, Steph. Wow, that'd be crazy. That would be crazy for a team that only has, like, I mean, Draymond Green is not.
I'm trying to think who I'm missing, though. Because AD's hurt, too.
Yeah.
Like, people are out, so.
Anybody in Utah?
Josh Giddey had 8 field goal attempts and went 0 for 8. But then,
that's crazy.
but then had 10 points, or 10 rebounds and 10 assists. So, there you go.
Wow. Now he's ass. He's bad.
Sorry, buddy.
Sorry. You're.
That's funny.
He got a little too giddy, I guess.
Huh? Oh my God! Don't laugh at that. That's not
that's a good
funny.
One.
That's cheesy.
That's a good one, there, bull. That's a good one, bull.
Okay. So, but anyway, wow. That, I mean, think about it from a team that's not star studded. I mean, let's be honest. Like Andrew Wiggins he's a star. He's not a superstar.
Right.
The argument's being made currently by us to be an all star.
Yep.
Draymond Green, is he a superstar? I mean, yes, kinda, because he. I think he benefits from Steph. I mean, he'd be kind of the Rodman comparison. Yeah. But yeah, a team that's really not star-studded, like from their starters to their bench, they don't have a lot of superstar talent. I'm getting repetitive, but Jordan Poole, Toscano Anderson, the Glove 2.0,
yep,
Andrew Wiggins, Draymond Green, Steph Curry, Kevon Looney,
ooh, like he stinks,
like. There's no other star power on this team for the argument to be made that they have three just really shows what they got going on down there in Golden State.
I can see it though. Like I said, if you think about people coming out the West, You can take Dame. You can take Steph. You can take Draymond. You can take LeBron. You can take Jokic.
What do you think about
Donovan Mitchell?
Yep.
You can take. Did I say Steph?
Yes, you did. Okay. Would you take CJ?
I don't think I'm taking CJ over. I don't think I'm taking CJ over Wiggins right now.
Okay.
Wiggins seems. I think CJ got hurt too.
He may be.
I think.
I'm just basing off of just people I can remember out there.
No PG, no Kawhi, no AD, no Luka.
That's wild.
You feel me? So
can't
it's like
Porzingis out there.
No. He gonna shoot threes. He can be in the 3-point contest. That's all you want to do. Just shoot threes.
7 foot. I'm gonna keep shooting it.
All right, bet, bro. You got it. But
yeah.
Oh, that's. I mean, who else? You know what I mean? So it's
nobody
like
nobody in San Antonio and Houston. You think they put Jalen Green based off of hype?
Nope. I don't think so.
I guess the hype's kind
dunk
of
dunk contest.
Down. Dunk contest. Yeah, be a good dunk contest guy for sure. Dunk
for
contest
sure.
Guy. Him and Gary Payton.
Yeah, that's a nice one.
Be kind of wild.
I'll watch.
Yeah. Oh, for sure. I would watch that. Absolutely.
Yeah. So.
Yeah, I mean, honestly, that's a fair argument.
You know what I mean?
You can argue both.
Luka might come back with enough time to still make it. The other guys won't, I don't think.
That's crazy to think
PG
about.
Maybe, but even then, it's like.
What's wrong with him? His elbow?
Yeah.
That's what it is.
Mm-hmm.
Interesting.
So it's like.
I mean,
who
that's
else?
True.
You know what I mean?
That's true.
Unless you're going to take some people just from the East and load it up and just do that thing that they do, they could do that too.
Oh, yeah, I forget they pick teams.
Mm-hmm. They pick teams.
It's not East versus West anymore, which is
But I for cool. sure think he should be involved in the talk. I do.
Yeah. He being Andrew Wiggins?
Yep.
Yeah. Interesting.
Okay. Man, I would just like to point out the 360 we've made. Clay told Andrew Wiggins to go overseas last season.
Yeah.
And now he is in talks. Clay's like, I mean, I would consider him. I'm an all-star.
He got in the gym. He stopped playing Call of Duty. Yeah. He got to.
He actually went to practice. I didn't see the value he brought till this year.
Yeah.
You know, honestly, I didn't see him get a lot done last year, and maybe I was just turning a blind eye. And I could very well be. But I mean, I see it now this year, especially with Clay out, and I think one of the things we saw last year was he was not used to having his role increase.
There you go. Yeah.
With Clay being out, you know, shots have to go to somebody else. Steph can't shoot it 40 times a game, although he would, and he could. Mm-hmm. But it's just.
Ooh, I just thought about something, though. What? Do you take Ant-Man, Karl-Anthony Towns, D-Lo? Sleeping on them Wolves.
We are. I'm taking Ant-Man for sure.
Over. That, nah. Now, that might. That might snub him.
Yeah.
That might snub him. But, you know, I don't know. Because you can go Ant-Man, first-time All-Star.
Yeah.
That's kind of tough.
He will for sure baptize somebody.
You know what I mean? It's a little more exciting. I ain't going to lie. Damn, Wiggins, I'm trying for you, bro. But, God, I don't know. I think I might go Ant-Man, too.
Yeah. So. Absolutely. I mean, probably.
I think I will go Ant-Man.
Yeah, I would take Ant-Man.
I'm going to throw some news in there. The Lakers just lost again.
Right.
There's Clay's reaction and there's Jeremy. but LeBron had 37.
Damn.
37 and 13. Russ had a triple double. 16, 10, and 12.
What did he shoot from the field though?
7 for 16.
That ain't bad.
Not terrible.
That's almost 50.
Yeah.
Ja finished with 41 and 10. 41 and 10.
41 and 10?
41 and 10.
Wow.
And he also played drum roll. 36 minutes. He played 36 minutes and scored 41.
That's wild.
So there's that.
40 on your head? Nah, send me the protocol. I got to go to the protocol.
Sick.
Yeah. not seriously, though.
I ain't
feeling
too good.
Yeah, something's wrong with me, clearly. 40 on my head? That's wild. That's wild.
No, that is crazy. Good. I mean, good for Ja, though. I mean,
what Malik do?
That's what I was actually about to read y'all. Malik had 15 and 3.
That's real. That's nice.
He played
though.
31 minutes. I mean, that's not horrible. 30.
That's not bad, though.
Not horrible.
What did he shoot from the field?
He shot 6 for 9.
Nah.
That ain't bad.
6 for 9, 2 for 5 from the 3-point line.
Yeah, he is. 2 for 5. Yeah. You can't be mad at it.
Give him the 16 shots, though. That's what they need. Switch it up. Give him the 16 shots.
Gosh.
Give Russ 8, 9.
Give Kentucky Malik those shots?
That's what I mean.
That man went in and out spin to a lay against North Carolina. Remember that in that game?
Yes, sir.
Man, and he was the go-to guy. Like, all right, we got to win this game. Give it to Leak.
I know.
He's getting the ball.
With Swiper.
Yeah, yes. I will add, though, Russ played 40 minutes and he had a triple-double.
Okay.
Yeah. So,
he's probably getting all his – never mind. He's rebounding all his misses. West – Everybody's saying West Brick.
I mean, yeah, there were a lot of people on Twitter firing him up. Maybe he should
dress up as a brick.
That's wild.
Stop. There were a lot of people firing him up about him not scoring enough and not playing like himself and this, after their game on Christmas Day, I think. People were like, what the heck? Like, who is this dude?
I mean, think about it from a marketing standpoint. You wear flashy, like, outlandish stuff anyway. You might as well...
Nah, Brick is crazy.
You might as well embrace what
Brick
people are saying
crazy,
about you, though.
Clay.
Think
Brick
about
is
how
crazy.
Much attention
Stop.
He would get. He
Stop.
Loves attention.
That's bad publicity. That's bad, though. He'll never be able to shake back from that. He gonna go like 100%. They're going to be like, Westbrook, good shit, man. Way to hoop tonight.
He will forever be a meme. Like, he already is a lot of memes, but he would forever be a meme, especially after that.
From Brick.
Yeah, you a human Brick. You can't shake back. You can't shake. Clay be wanting people to not, like,
I'm just trying
have
to
a
think,
life.
Man.
I see that. I'm going to be like, God.
But see, they have a life. They have a life, though, because they're millionaires.
That's true. But I still don't want to be a human Brick, even with all that bread.
I can turn my phone off. I still got M's in the bank.
That's true.
I just can't check my online statement. I got to go in. That's
go,
the only
go to
thing.
Walmart. Yeah, I'm like, go to Walmart.
Yeah, money. Like, what's the thing? MoneyGram or whatever.
Yeah,
what's
it called? No, that's it. That's it.
Yeah, hey.
As soon as he step out, though, there's the human Brick guy. I would be so hot. Nah, Clay, he can't do that.
He could do it for Halloween, maybe.
No.
Ooh. I'm just saying. You know it's going to be some trolls. They think we bad.
Yeah, that's true.
Man, they going to be bad, bro. They would
that's
be bad.
That's funny. So, let's do the last question. We were on the Warriors thing. Defensive player of the year, who are you taking? Right now, I'm kind of leaning to – I mean, I know they wanted to say he was top three all time, which is wild.
Draymond.
I'm kind of thinking Draymond, like – mm-hmm. From an IQ, like, based on what I've seen, Draymond does a lot more than just block shots. He takes charges. He gets on the floor.
Respect
for the 50-50 balls. He's got his hands in the lane each time anybody's driving. His help side is good. I'm not saying he's going to come over here and clean up a shot or anything, but you know, from a defensive standpoint, I think he does a good job of helping his teammates. He's not going to, like, you know, do this
right.
94 feet. He can't guard. Nobody can really guard NBA players 94 feet unless you're Davion Mitchell. But
true.
I'm taking Draymond.
I don't mind that. I don't have anybody else in mind. So
they'd probably give it to freaking Rudy Gobert again.
No, nah, I'm cool. I'm cool, though.
That's about like Jokic getting back-to-back MVPs.
He wasn't even guarding Porzingis like that. At least not early in the game when I watch. I'm like, bro, why y'all not? What's up with that? People be big and not matching up with each other. Like, this whack. Like, yeah, bro, Donovan Mitchell, go check Porzingis. Like, what? Bro, you got somebody here who can actually try to guard you. Or, like, this point guard, like, I get that you're trying to save your legs, but it doesn't happen now, like, at all.
No, we're very much from the generation of, like, I play the one, I guard the one. I play the two,
that's what I'm
guard
saying.
The two.
Yeah, yeah,
I
yeah.
I play the three, I guard three, so on and so forth.
You feel me? Unless you step, then it's understandable. That's 3,000 threes. You don't guard anybody. Just shoot, man.
Yeah, yeah. Just hit the corner. Like, but, if we can't throw it to you, like,
yeah, but
Draymond get a rebound, where's Steph at?
Yeah, that's it. But us normal people, like, yeah, like, guard, who guarding you? Like, mm-hmm. You feel me? Or who should be guarding you? Like, that man Porzingis, maybe he wasn't, I don't think he was checking Rudy Gobert either. But
which
like,
is wild, because he could guard Rudy just standing in the paint. You don't have to do anything.
Right.
Just step out before 3 seconds.
And I get, you know, sometimes it comes with foul trouble and all this and matchup schemes. But come on, man. And it's not to say they didn't do it at any point, because I did see it happen some. Mm-hmm. But I know it wasn't like that to start the game. That man, Rudy Gobert, was guarding somebody else.
Probably
like,
Maxi Kleba or something.
Like, Porzingis right there. Like, bro, guard dude, bro. Like, what? Y'all both 7 foot. Like, bro, check each other. So... that's my thing. So if they go Rudy Gobert, that's my argument. He don't guard people his size. Like, that's not this time. Not this time.
I feel you on that. Yeah, I mean, I don't know. That's pretty much all I have. There were some other comments that we didn't get to. We may get to those in a later show, in the next show. I mean, it's pretty good overall. Like, thank you guys for actually interacting with the community post, and I see more and more people commenting now and liking it, which helps. Like, again, I cannot stress this enough, guys. If you enjoy the show, and you're a visual consumer on i.e. on YouTube, for those of you watching or listening to it, Spotify, Apple, Google, we appreciate everything that you've done listening as well. Sure. But if you're watching it and you enjoy this, please like it, please subscribe, and please share.
Yeah.
We're trying to grow this channel a little bit. We also, you know, we are going to give a pair of these away.
Yep.
But we got to grow a little bit more, obviously, and that's our thing here. But, you know, we want to do a little something and reward you guys, mm-hmm. especially the guys that – there's a dude that literally as soon as I post – like the video, he's like, yo, in the comments. Like,
who is he? What's his name, you know?
I can find him.
As you're finding that, just a little bit of a heartfelt story. Well, I have two of them. I don't know if y'all saw that Isaiah Thomas signed with the Mavericks
today.
Oh,
yeah.
I thought that was a really cool, cool thing.
Shout out to the 5'9 guards.
Literally all that he's battled back from, y'all. Like, I can't even imagine, let alone, you know, like the death of his sister and all. Like, I mean, I can't even imagine. It's crazy. Second thing, I pointed it out to Jeremy and Clay on Christmas Day during the games. They're letting Draymond's kid be a towel boy, and it's the cutest thing ever on the bench. If you guys watch any of the Golden State games, it's so funny.
That was cool, though. That was cool.
It is cool. I'm trying to hate.
Clay's trying to hate on a little bitty kid, and it's the coolest thing ever. I think it's so cool of the Golden State Warriors organization to let that kid be the tall boy. He probably thinks that's the coolest thing ever.
Super invested, too. That's what I mess with.
He was hey, low key, he's learning how to be an NBA player, though.
You know what I mean? Right there.
He's going to be good. He's going to be way better than his dad.
Nah, for sure.
He can get the backpack off.
Yeah, he got to get.
That's I just thought it's the cutest thing ever because he's like so involved and he's in the huddles and it's anyways.
Yeah, he invested
really cute,
for sure.
No, absolutely. I think this dude changed his profile, but I think it's Jose Sainz.
Okay.
Anyway, but yeah, he like literally every long form pod, first one. Yo,
that's
like,
what's up.
What in the world?
That's what's up.
Also,
we gotta get him a shirt or something.
Yeah, we gotta do something. If you guys wouldn't mind, can you guys give us feedback. Do you like the instant replays we post? We like to have content. Obviously, we can't record a show every day. We're both busy. I mean, you've been in New York like 12 times in the last 2 weeks. It's insane.
Yeah, it's been a lot. I'm so tired of New York. No offense to my New Yorkers. I love y'all, but I'm tired of that place right
shout
now.
Shout out to Rye.
Yeah, shout out to Buggies. Yeah, man.
Jar's up there, too. Right?
Yeah, shout out to Mender.
Mender, yeah, that's our guy. No, it's Yamari Gudlow. Sorry if I probably butchered that.
DM one of us, man. We're going to get you a shirt. Never Fold shirt sent your way, bro. If you're showing love like that, we got to show. We got to do a little something back.
Yeah, absolutely. So, yeah, if you guys wouldn't mind, though, if you do see the instant replays, go watch them or at least like them or something. That would be great for us because, you know, that kind of supplements our dead period in between the week. We try to record at least, you know, twice, three times a week. But, you know, being in different spaces right now, it's just kind of hard.
Yeah,
with the new year, things are kind of slowing down a little bit, which is good, so we can kind of get our bearings and kind of go from there. But needless to say, thank you guys so much for watching. Thank you guys for listening.
Yep.
Thank you guys if you liked it and subscribed and shared it with somebody. Thank you for doing so. Comment what you want us to talk about. Again, comment your size for the Grays. We're
gonna do it.
We'll give stipulations. Maybe when we hit 5,000 subs. You know,
that's fair.
Could happen very soon.
Not doable.
Yeah,
that could happen very
soon. Almost 3,800.
That's fair.
So make sure you share. Follow us on Instagram too. We've got almost half a grand over there too, which is great.
That's what's up.
We need to do a better job posting over there. We'll get on that. But yeah, thank you guys so much for listening. Thank you for watching. Thank you for subscribing, liking the video, sharing. Yeah, it means a lot to us. Anything else, Lainey? You got anything?
Nope, I'm good.
Jay, anything?
Think we good, bro.
All right, send us home.
GG's G. Love y'all. Y'all be safe. And until next time, we out.